We live in a world today where the things that we've always known to be wrong, greed, lust, immorality and the like, are now not only being called right, but applauded. And woe to anyone who stands against them. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And that's a situation that, frankly, I understand perfectly from the other side. Because before I became a Christian, before I accepted that what God says is right is indeed right, and what he calls wrong is wrong, I was so deeply offended by those goody-two-shoes Christians. Whilst I wouldn't have been able to use these words back then, their righteousness pricked my conscience, because deep down, I knew how black my sin was, how wrong my wrongs were, but I didn't want to let them go. So I actively persecuted the Christians in my life. That's what happens. You stand against an injustice. You refuse to laugh at that dirty joke someone tells. You refuse to lie or you decline to accept the immorality being peddled these days as the norm. And the world will hate you for it. So what's the answer? Do we step back from doing what's right? Do we blend in and go with the flow? I don't think so. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. When you do good, you stop ignorant people from saying foolish things about you. This is what God wants. Ultimately, goodness shines through. Your goodness in the face of evil and the price you pay for that will impact more lives than you can imagine. The goodness of those Christians whom I persecuted, their humility, their acceptance, their forgiveness, played an incredibly powerful part in me coming to faith in Jesus. So, do good anyway. That's what God wants, and that's His word, fresh for you today. The riches of God's love and wisdom are beyond measure. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word, and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.